Back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Luke Heller is with us. First time in the studios, right, Luke?
Yep. How's it going?
Oh, he's just enamored by the whole this whole thing. He's just so pumped up about this. Luke, nice to have you back in town. The Huskies on that long road trip, and I know it seemed longer because things didn't really go our way. But just tell us a little bit about yourself, your mom and dad, brothers and sisters. What do you got going on there?
Mom and dad are both working in the school district and DC Everest, Central Wisconsin. My dad is a vice principal and athletic director for the 6th through 9th grade levels. My mom's an algebra and geometry teacher at 9th grade. One older sister, she's 24 right now. She went to UW-Madison, and she's currently working in the emergency room down at St. Mary's down there in Madison.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. How about, talk us through your recruiting process. How did you get recruited by Coach Luke and Coach Bittner, and how did you end up at Michigan Tech?
I think they saw me on the AU circuit, played a little bit, but it wasn't too strong. I knew I wanted to become an engineer, so that was a large part of why I chose Michigan Tech. Was part of the Leading Scholars program and came up here one weekend for that scholarship banquet, and then went to a game and talked to Coach Luke and Coach Bittner afterward, and finally got offered scholarship and accepted, obviously, clearly.
How about when did you know you wanted to be an engineer? How do you decide you want to be an engineer? Obviously, your mom has some math roots.
Always interested in the math and science fields. My uncle was a civil engineer that got me interested. He designed bridges, and I thought that was very interesting to me. And the math, I always excelled in math, and I loved creating and designing things as kids, so that's what pointed me this way.
How about basketball? When did you start playing hoops?
Young age. My dad was always a coach. Coached me throughout my whole career, which is an absolute blessing. So, I mean, three, 4 years old, I'm guessing.
I always wondered, at what point in your childhood does somebody like you realize, hey, I'm pretty good at this. You know, I'm going to be better than most of the people that I play with growing up. I mean, do you remember that, when that happened?
I always excelled, played up as a young kid. Like, mm-hmm. Even when I was in second, third grade, I always was playing grades up with my buddies. My dad always coached, and he had access to the school, so I always had keys to the gym, which was absolutely amazing.
Which we find a lot with these kids, don't we?
That's a big, there's a big correlation there between college basketball players and access to an indoor facility to shoot. I mean, you can practice basketball on your own as much as you want. I mean, that's kind of the difference between basketball and some other sports. I mean, you can only do so much with hockey on your own, or
even football. Especially,
football would be extremely difficult. Right. But basketball, you can go shoot until you can't stand shooting anymore. But most of these guys, I'm guessing it's for you too. You can't get enough.
Nope.
So you're 6'6". Are your parents tall too?
Mom's 5'5", dad's 6'5". So I got flip a coin. Yeah. Got lucky.
Were you always big? Were you always the biggest kid in class?
Yep. Never, didn't really have a huge growth spurt. Always was one of the tall ones. I think I was 6'4" by ninth grade. So I kind of leveled off at the end, but sister's also 6 feet tall. So
6'4" in ninth grade.
How about, other sports? What else did you do in high school?
I was the quarterback on our football team, and we were pretty successful my senior year, made it to the state quarterfinals, and then I ran track up until my sophomore year, but then AAU kind of took over and spent my springs doing that.
You could see it, these guys go down, and they're like the ball crew for Tech football games. So they, during halftime, they're the guys down there chucking it 60 yards down on the field. Was it ever a question whether you were going to play football or basketball?
I knew in my heart that I always wanted to play basketball. I did get recruited for a little bit for football. I know after the fact that I accepted an offer here, my football coach told me the Michigan Tech was interested. I don't know how far that was or what that even meant, but I did know that after the fact.
How about academics-wise? Mechanical engineer, last year you got this one final semester here, and then you're done? What?
I'm walking this spring. I have to take two classes this summer, so technically a summer graduate, but yes, this is the end for me.
And then what's the future plan?
I still have to find a job. That's the plan. I gotta hit this career fair up pretty hard next month, which I'm excited for. I know Tech does a great job putting those on. Otherwise, just do some job research, find a job.
I know you like golfing. What other things do you like to do other than basketball and football and stuff like that?
Golfing. I like disc golfing. Family always had a boat. We have a pontoon, so I love spending time on the lake, hanging out with friends out there. And then I'm also a big fan of music. Love music.
Cool.
Love listening to music in my spare time.
Good.
What's your genre?
Honestly, I like classic rock. A little bit of alternative recently. A little bit of, like, indie rock right now.
Wow.
Do you play any instruments or anything?
Did not play the piano a little bit when I was younger. I bought a harmonica this past year.
So, cool.
But I was like Bob Dylan and Neil Young got me interested. But
nice.
And got it around your neck and everything. You got to get that guitar out now. And yeah, Luke Heller is with us from the Michigan Tech basketball team. They are home this weekend. I know it's been a kind of a tough going as of lately on the team, but you're coming back home now, which is always a good thing, right?
Yeah, long 2 weeks on the road. Didn't quite turn out how we wanted it. Only got one win out of it, but it's going to be nice getting back in our home gym. Hopefully we can get back on track against Hillsdale on Thursday.
What do we know about the two teams coming in? And obviously, I think Hillsdale's got the preseason player of the year in Cooper, right?
Yeah, he's a really good player. We know we're going to have our hands full with him, and I think it might start with me on defense, so I'll have to be focused and be ready to go on Thursday. Sagan also is a really good player, but we can't look past Thursday.
How about just talk about how the senior season's gone? Obviously, the injuries have taken their toll. You're classmate Jordan Chartier is not playing. How much has that impacted you as a player?
Obviously miss him. Great leader on the court, brought everything together. It's just hard trying to come in with a new season, young players trying to get everything going, and experience is huge and people underestimate that. And the more the season gets going, the more we have that, and I think we're getting it a little bit, and we just got to put a full game together.
Yeah, you definitely see flashes from these guys. I mean, the last 15 minutes against Grand Valley, you guys kind of proved that you can play with anybody. You took it to them a little bit, and the problem was you were down 18 when you started that.
Yeah, exactly. We got to find a way to play like that the whole game, 40 minutes as a team. So hopefully we can get that done this week.
Looking forward to it. 5:30 and 7:30 on Thursday, and 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock are the game times. For the men, it'll be 7:30 on Thursday and 3 o'clock on Saturday. And back at home, your number of home games are counting down here. I'm sure it's starting to play in your mind a little bit, the fact that it's, you know, the number of games, you're more than halfway through your senior season.
Yep, 12 games left.
Do mom and dad make it up for just about all of them?
Yeah, most home games. This week, my dad is putting on an assembly at the old high school for our varsity team, so they're coming up. They're not coming up this Thursday, but they're going to be here for the Saturday game.
Cool. Well, I know you got class at 8.
He's got a lab at 8, so we'll let him go.
Yeah. All right, Luke, hey, thanks for stopping in. I appreciate it getting up early. He was here at 6 o'clock today, and he opened up for me, actually.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Luke Heller from the Michigan Tech men's basketball team. You can see him and the rest of the team on Thursday night against Hillsdale right after the women's game, and their game's set to start at 7:30. And then on Saturday afternoon against Saginaw Valley State at 3. We'll be back with more Huskies Drive Time right after this.